Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The House Agriculture Committee on Tuesday approved the WIPPLUS Reauthorization Act that would extend the Disaster Assistance Program to 2020 and 2021. The legislation passed in a voice vote, which provides $8.5 billion in additional assistance through the Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program. Originally for natural disasters back in 2017, lawmakers extended assistance to 2018-2019, now seeking further expansion to cover the most recent losses caused by natural disasters. Committee Chair David Scott says the legislation is extraordinarily important.
We got wildfires that are just devastating our nation. We see it. It is unbelievable, unimaginable. And we are timing this bill at a very, very opportune time because the nation sees so much of our land and our forestry burning up with these wildfires. But we hope today that they will see us as a House Agriculture Committee addressing this problem with the severity and intensity that this problem deserves.
The bill covers the Western drought, the 2021 polar vortex in Texas, along with the 2020 derecho in Iowa. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service outlook forecast for the beginning of August.
Looks like for much of the country, early August should feature near to above normal temperatures. Greatest likelihood of hot conditions will be across the Great Plains and the Northwest. One area expected to be cooler than normal, and that will be the northeastern United States. Meanwhile, in terms of precipitation, perhaps some glimmers of good news for some of our drought-affected areas. We do expect to see near or above normal rainfall across much of the northern United States. That would include large parts of the Midwest, as well as the drought-stricken northern Rockies. We also expect showery weather to continue in the southeast. At the same time, drier than normal conditions expected in New England and also across the south central United States, including the southern Great Plains.
And Commissioner Doug Gorian says there are some options to feed livestock, including feedstocks and feed lots. Gorin, in a statement, said with pastures and the hay crop in poor condition, livestock producers have been exploring alternate ways to keep their herd and preserve their genetics. He added, now that we've gotten some rain in some areas across the region for corn, millet, sorghum, and other seasonal crops, it provides hope for future forage needs in the form of hay, silage, or baling up corn stalks after the corn harvest. Grain and livestock producers can visit with each other about the potential opportunities for feed this fall, or they can sign up on the hay hotline. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.